This is the Moral Marriage Podcast, guys, and we have a special treat for you because I made a boo-boo. Oops.
Whoopsie.
All right, guys. So we wanted to talk about my narcissistic behaviors, my managing severe narcissism. I believe that falls into the nice guy. Not every nice guy is a narcissist. But before we do, I just want to talk about a couple other things.
We're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man, and she thanked me for it.
Is that you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're Moral Marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage.
So we are now in 12 other languages besides English, 13 languages. We put it out. If you're watching this, we're gradually getting YouTube out. We are getting, we are on Apple and Spotify now. And it's like, just search Moral Marriage and then look for the language that you want. And hopefully your native tongue will be there and we can give you a hand and teach you in a way you'll understand. Now, I apologize. We're using AI, so it's not perfect. It's pretty darn good from what I understand, but I don't speak any other language except for Catherine. So you'll have to excuse us, but hey, maybe you want to join our team. Now, this...
He also speaks narcissist.
Oh, yes.
And fluent. So this whole...
And fluent nice guy. So, all right, guys. So a lot of times men watch the show and or watch the content for sure, the reels on social media. And they have this illusion, and I know why. I present it, right, that I'm perfect. You might have seen a couple pieces of content this week. Well, I am not perfect. I make mistakes. I'm trying to deprogram 40 years of programming. And the biggest strides that I've made have been in the last 3 years. Now I'm 43, okay? Does that mean I'm perfect? No.
Can I add to it, though?
Yeah, please.
You're as close to perfect as anyone can strive to be.
Oh, thank you.
Because perfection doesn't mean that you never make mistakes. In my eyes, when I say that my husband is perfect, of course he's not perfect. But when he makes a mistake, I know. When he makes a mistake, he can own it. He can turn around from it. We can grow from it. For me, that is perfection. So I think you're perfect.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
Now, so let's just tell you the story. So essentially, it doesn't really matter what happened. I had an opinion, and I have been holding on to what I would say keeping score, things that I wasn't really paying attention to, things that were, festering, and I came out drinking, okay, drank a lot. You guys might have noticed I'm starting a new thing called Moral Momentum. Catherine and I will be teaching you a whole lot. If you don't have the Moral app, search Moral in the Apple Store or Google Play. Join this challenge. By now, it might even be started, but you can just jump right in. 60 days straight of coaching. Keep yourself accountable. I'm not going to go into that right now. Here's the thing. One of the things that's really, really important to understand is that I slipped, and my momentum, one of the things that I'm doing for Moral Momentum is removing alcohol from my life completely. I slipped because I drank too much. Some of these things that were bothering me that maybe I hadn't really thought about, addressed, or properly communicated with Catherine came out in a bad way.
A fit of rage. A narcissistic, abusive fit of rage. Old style, old school. Not my current husband. Not this man.
And first of all, before I go any further, I want to say this. We're not going to tell him how we clicked me, because I don't want people to abuse that. They could get themselves in harm.
Yeah, we're not going to give specific details. We're not going to say what specifically happened.
I don't think it matters. I think that the point is, it was enough of the old me. Now, you did say it wasn't like the old me, but it was enough of the old me that was, well, I'm not proud of it. Okay. And so in the morning, I looked at Catherine and I said, that's it. I'm never drinking again. And most of the time when we do it, we don't even drink a lot that much anymore. But when I do drink, it's under control. And that's what I've often told you guys. I've said, hey, don't drink if you're learning to manage your emotions. We're incredibly lucky because we drank a lot while we learned a lot of the skills that we learned. In any case, this guy came out. We'll call him Ryan. You guys know
that's his name, actually. We don't have to call him Ryan. His name is Ryan.
You guys know I'm Cass now because Ryan was the old guy. Cass was my middle name when I was born. And so that's where that comes from. And I was incredibly, incredibly embarrassed. There isn't really anything I could say except for, I'm sorry. And what it did though, what it did was, it was the biggest reflection I think that I've ever had, because you were shocked.
Biggest and fastest reflection that you've ever had in our 9 years of marriage.
So if you guys think or have heard, what I call it is the turnaround time. Okay. Like when something happens and you're triggered, you become insecure and then leading into anger, or maybe you shut down, whatever it is, the fear-based, anxiety-based, all the negative emotions. Okay. Then what happens is it takes some time to actually catch on sometimes. This happens when we coach people. Sometimes they'll get defensive and go, what? And then they'll reflect and they'll come back and they'll be like, okay, I see what you're saying. I know what you're up to. Goose, goose. Sorry, we've got some dogs fighting over some food, it sounds like.
Hey, goose.
So lose the narcissism, whoever it is. So here's the thing. The turnaround time was like the moment I woke up. And I don't think that's ever happened. The moment I wake up, is it?
It wasn't the moment you woke up, but it was very shortly after.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I went to the store.
I look forward to the day that it's the moment you wake up. Although we're never going to, I'm going to just go separate the 6-pound dog from the 75-pound shepherd. Goose, come on.
So,
Goose, go outside.
First and foremost, let me recap real quick and then move forward. So number one, nobody's perfect. Number two, it's the work that you do when you're living it, not the book you read, not the course you take. I don't know if this helped you at all, but she's in a new narcissism course and it's mad crazy. She loves it.
But, so good.
But here's the thing. The work that you do will be shown. So we talk about moral momentum being learning to be consistent. At the end of the day, you're going to make mistakes. That doesn't mean you're inconsistent. But something that was very unique in this situation was the remorse, the fast turnaround time. And essentially from there, we had, I think, the best conversation we've ever had communicating, not like fighting, not talking about the past, not issues, like none of this crap, the stuff that we talked to you guys about, but it was like direction for where we want to go and what's happening with us. It was amazing. Yeah. I feel more connected than ever. And it was like, it was a good lesson for me to know, like, you know, sometimes we get so hyper-focused on, I'm going to say this, how good we are at what we do, that sometimes we miss each other a little bit. And
even us.
Yeah.
It's important for you guys to hear that, because you see us on this pedestal, mm-hmm. and you think that we have this perfect marriage. And just like I described a minute ago, we do have a perfect marriage. I don't see perfection as being what people define as perfection. I think perfect is the best that you can be. Fast turnaround time, grace, mercy, remorse, apologies, connection, conversations. You're never going to not have problems. I'll say that in a different way. You're always going to have problems. How you get through the problems, that's what's going to define you. And some people have really big problems and people have really small problems. Now, our problems are huge, but it has been years since he has had what we are now calling the narcissistic relapse. Years. Right, honey? I don't remember the last time that you... I don't even know what to call it, reacting, responding, narking.
It's been
years since he narked that way. And I thankfully have the education, the experience, the emotional stability,
the skills
to be able to navigate that with him.
Yeah, you just managed yourself. And then the next day we managed ourselves.
I managed myself in the moment. You managed yourself the next day.
That
is what influenced my behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is really important to realize, guys, especially women in the moment, if you can manage yourself, you're going to be in a much better place. But the next day, if your husband is a narcissist, and most of the time we are not working with women that are the aggressor and the perpetrator. It's usually men.
This is the nice guy part, right? He's going to cut. That's why he comes in the morning and he's like, you. He's still in that low, right?
Yeah. And so guys, if you can recognize that the next day, if you could just forget yourself for a second and realize that if you admit that you're wrong, your wife is going to open up, your wife is going to soften, your wife is going to be on your team. We were built to support. We were built to love. We were built to submit. Don't get a bad idea. Go look at my Instagram. It doesn't mean have sex whenever you want us to have sex or anything like that. It just means support, edify, respect. And we will have sex whenever you want to have sex when you have that relationship.
That's right.
Because we want it too. I'm not doing it because you want it.
She's just using him. I'm just a piece
just
of
using
meat.
Him. No, but yeah, I think that it's really important to recognize, guys, when you make that mistake, your wives are built to accept your apology, but you need to learn to apologize. And this is the fastest turnaround time that he's ever had. He thought she's not going to come back from this. There's no way.
Oh my gosh. I spent two guys, by the way, I called for help too. Right. So I was in my low and I spent 2 hours on the phone with one of my mentors who was there for me. And by the time I was done that call, I put the phone down and I walked straight in and I was like, oh fuck, she's going to fucking lose her mind.
She's not going to take me back because the night when he was on his narcissistic binge there, he said he wanted a divorce. So I was like, took the ring off and I was like, okay. I wasn't going to fight back because I was like, if that's what you want when you're acting like this, I'm not going to fight you. But the next day he had all the power. I didn't have any power. You had all the power, right? Mm. You were able to come and say, I made a mistake. I don't want a divorce. I certainly didn't want a divorce.
I certainly don't want a divorce, but you know, my programming, the alcohol, and not necessarily utilizing all my skills for a little while led to a moment of explosion and what she's calling a narcissistic relapse.
Yeah.
And I narked out.
Narked right out.
So guys, I still love him.
Look, you guys, like none of what you see on camera is fake.
Yeah.
Everything that we present to you is real. And that's why it's so important to listen to the words that we're saying. I'm wearing my workout ring right now. So it's the little rubber one, but so it wasn't exactly the, you know, I was hoping to flash my diamond in front of the camera. It's in the drawer, but we're still married. I still do have a ring on my finger, but it's important for you guys to see that no matter what we tell you, no matter what we've been through, no matter how you feel about what we say, you can't deny what we have. And if you want what we have, it's important that you take what we say and you say, okay, I can do this too. Do you think it was easy for me when he narked out? No. When a narcissist narcs, you think as a non-narcissist, you think that they're a psychopath. You think that they're I said multiple times, you're not making any sense. I'm done now. I've had enough now. You're not making any sense. None of this makes sense. And so the next day you're like, what do I do with this crazy train? But when the conductor says, hey, when he says, hey, I recognize that I didn't do my best. I recognize that I have weaknesses. I recognize that I said things that were not true and that I, you know, I want to make amends for it. I love you. I don't want to get it. Like, you come back and you make up for what you did because
I think we had one of the most fun weeks.
We did. We had a great week because he was at one of his, I would say it wasn't nearly as bad as he was in the past, but given how good we are, it was much worse.
That's a great way to put it.
And I tell my women, when you have a moment of joy, when you have like a win, oftentimes when you have a win, you say, oh, I don't need help anymore. My marriage is so
well. It happens it's all saved. The time.
And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I don't want to paint a negative picture, but I say the other shoe is going to drop. I don't want you to sit and wait for the other shoe to drop, but I want you to know that when your marriage is good and when it goes back to bad, even if he was probably like, it was pretty bad, but it was like 70% of what you used to be, which is still a win. But we're so good that 70% felt like 1000%.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
But in that moment, I just held my own and I held strong and I prayed and I hoped and I really had faith in my husband that he would come around, and he did. Same way I tell my women, when the other shoe drops, it's going to feel like the worst of the worst. You're going to feel like you're getting divorced. You're going to feel like you can't come back from this, but you need to remember the reason it feels so bad is because you've made so much progress.
It's still going, guys. It's still going. Excuse me. So a little bit of encouragement for those of you who feel like it sucks. You make mistakes. Honestly,
still narking out.
Honestly, it's possible. We're able to do what we do because we keep learning and keep growing and keep moving forward. I just want the same for you. Okay. All right, guys, a big step forward with more moral momentum. Download the app, jump in there. Let's get going. Let's go get your life.